Hello everyone, welcome to the call. Today is August 16th. My name is Casey, I'm out of the Connecticut market area. And today I just want to talk about how the world, we have these systems, you know, these systems in the world that will bring you success. You know, and I want to use two examples. The first example I want to use is myself. You know, I was skinny in my teens, I put on a lot of weight in my 20s, and now I just turned 30. You know, I feel old, I feel really old now. I just turned 30 2 weeks ago, you know, and there's a close family friend of mine that put me on this diet to help me lose this weight. And, you know, so, you know, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried everything, right? He put me on this thing. What it mostly consists of is just intermittent fasting. You can only eat certain meats and you can only eat certain veggies and only certain fruits. And in 1 week alone, I've already lost 7 pounds, right? And I was thinking about it. I've tried all these things. I've tried this, I've tried that. Tried working out like crazy. I've tried eating. I tried to detox multiple times, all these things, but I never really applied myself into a specific system, and I just let the system work for me. And I was thinking about it. That's just like ACN, right? There's a system here, right? You come in, you get onto these calls, you know, you do PBR, you do PBZs, you go to the internationals, you know, you go to the regional event, and the more you just do it, the better you get at this business. Like Eric Warrior was saying the other day, you're not bad at this business. Nothing wrong with you. You know, you just need some skills. You just need some things that you get to build. And as I'm going through this weight loss journey, I was like, wow, here I am. I had to plug myself into a system, right? And then in the manual, they give you a manual. In the manual, it says, don't veer off. I like what they said. They said, don't veer off. You know, don't forget why you're doing this. And I was thinking about the same thing with ACN. Don't veer off. You know, everybody says no to you. 100 people say no to you. 200 people say no to you. 300 people say no to you. But don't veer off because you know what you want. You know you want that big residual check. You know the goals and the dreams that you have for yourself. You know the big aspirations that you, why you got started. That first day you got started when you just knew, all right, when your friend showed you or your mom showed you or your sister showed you or whoever showed you this business, you knew why you got started, and don't veer off because you know where you want to reach. Just like me now, I'm excited, I'm happy, I lost 7 pounds, yes, but I still got a long way to go. You know, my goal is over 60, 70 pounds that I need to lose. So I can't veer off just because I lost 7 pounds. I got to keep at it, you know, keep going at it. And the next example I want to use is Drake. You know, people that know me personally, you know, they know that Drake is my favorite musician. I was honored, you know, to be able to see him a couple weeks ago for my birthday. And I was looking at this man, and you know, and he tells his story a lot in different interviews and even talks about it a little bit during the concert. And you look around, and he goes to multiple cities, right? He's going to multiple, right now he's in L.A. He goes to multiple cities, and in every city, he does arenas. And these arenas are anywhere from 17 to 20,000 people, right? And the way, and it's crazy because he has an opening act, then he has somebody else that comes out, then he comes out, right? And when the opening act is there, it's still a little bit empty, but when he gets there, you look around, and there's 20,000 people. And when he comes out, people are screaming for him, like as if they saw, like, they saw, I don't know, like, as if they saw Jesus or something, right? But you look at him, you like, and he tells his story how when he first got started, music executives didn't want to hear him. You know, some of his friends didn't want to hear him. Some of his girlfriends didn't want to hear his music, right? But guess what? Once again, he just kept at it. He knew that he had a talent, knew that his talent could open up multiple doors for him. He knew that his talent could change his whole entire life. He knew that his talent could make things different for him and his family forever and ever. And the same thing with ACN. You know, here you are, you make a call. I've had people hang up on me. I've had a lot of no-shows. I've had people join the business, say, hey, we had one guy that joined in a certain state. There was nobody in that state, really. Right, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna go back home, and I'm gonna get these customers. And I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that." And then he never did anything, right? But guess what? We have to just keep at it. You know why? Because we want to walk in. We want to walk into one international event one day, and we look around, and there's 20,000 people. Like they say, like that Bergeron always says, your business will be as big as ACN is currently now if you just keep at it. So the same thing, the same way one man can walk into multiple cities, right, and 20,000 people screaming for him, wanting to hear all his music because they love his music, the same way as we build this business, right, this business can change our family trees. This business can help us quit our jobs. You know, some of us are working jobs that we don't want to be in. Some of us are going through situations in life that we don't want to be in, right? But we're in something that can change everything for us. You know, we can build this thing. We can change our whole family tree. We can change where we live. cares what kind of cars you drive. You can change everything about it if we just keep at it. And, you know, and I just will leave you, in honor of Drizzy Drake, I'll leave you one of his lyrics that he says. He says, pushing myself to get something that I know that I deserve. And that's what I want to leave you with here today, in my ACM IBOs, my ACM team members. Push yourself to get something that you deserve. I know that I don't need to be fat anymore. I know that I don't need to look like this anymore. So I'm pushing myself to get something that I deserve. Drake, he pushed himself to get something that he knew that he deserved. He talks about how his mom was sick and this and that and this and that. But he pushed himself to get something that he deserved. And whatever you're going through, you know, whether it's this, whether it's that, only you really know. No matter how much you share with your family and your friends, only you really know what you're really going through and how it really affects you. So guess what? Push yourself to get something that you deserve. You know that you deserve that big residual check. You know that you deserve to travel the world and experience the beauties of this life, you know, the beautiful things that God has built in this whole entire life. So push yourself to get something that you deserve. God bless and have a great, great day.